From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens. Security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all of the insurgents by the end of the hours-long siege. Witnesses said the attack began when a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital in a central part of the city. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States must see some sort of positive action from North Korea before any discussions to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula. After an emergency closed-door meeting among members of the U.N. Security Council, Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is not a rational person, and the council is not ruling anything out in its re-evaluation of North Korea.
So what I can tell you is the stance of the United States is that we are re-evaluating how we are going to handle North Korea going forward, and we are making those decisions now, and we will act accordingly.
Nikki Haley. Iraqi soldiers on Wednesday recaptured a prison outside Mosul that had been controlled by Islamic State jihadists and was reportedly used for hundreds of executions. The securing of the jail came as part of a mission to retake West Mosul that began last month. The Islamic State group reportedly has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital of Raqqa to the nearby Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor. That move came as U.S.-backed forces continue their push toward Raqqa. This is VOA News.